An appeals court in Massachusetts ruled today that the heart of the federal law that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman is unconstitutional. The first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston said the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, discriminates against married same-sex couples by denying them federal benefits. DOMA was passed in 1996 when it appeared Hawaii would legalize gay marriage. Since then, 8 states have done so. Other states have instituted their own bans, most recently North Carolina, in a voter referendum. The appeals court agreed with a lower Massachusetts court, which ruled in 2010 that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional in 2 separate lawsuits and on 2 levels. The judge then found that DOMA interferes with the right of a state to define marriage and also denies married gay couples the same federal benefits given to heterosexual married couples, including the ability to file joint tax returns. So, what does today's ruling mean? Fred Tyes from our mother station, WBUR, is with us. Fred, so we have this ruling from the appeals court today. You covered the arguments before the lower court last month. What were the arguments in defense of the Defense of Marriage Act before that lower court?
The attorney making that argument was Paul Clement. He, by the way, was making the arguments in the Supreme Court to strike down the federal health care law. But anyway, Clement argued that Congress had a rational basis for passing DOMA in 1996 when opponents were worried that states would be forced to recognize gay marriages performed elsewhere. The group said Congress wanted to preserve a traditional and a uniform definition of marriage and that it has the power to define terms that are used in federal statutes when they want to distribute federal benefits.
Well, and we know that last year President Obama disagreed. He announced that the U.S. Department of Justice would not defend the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage law. After that, House Speaker John Boehner convened a bipartisan legal advisory group to defend it. But meanwhile, what were the administration and other arguments against DOMA?
Well, during the arguments before the court last month, Mary Bonato, she is the attorney for 7 Massachusetts gay married couples, said the law amounts to what she called across-the-board disrespect. The couples argued that the power to define and regulate marriage had been left to the states for more than 200 years, and before that to the colonies, until Congress passed DOMA. And she argued that only in this case is Congress picking on a particular group of people to tell them that states are not allowed to decide who's married.
Okay, we mentioned that the lower court said that DOMA was unconstitutional, and then we have the higher court today making its ruling that it's unconstitutional. But do I understand that the higher court only ruled on one aspect of DOMA?
Yes, that's right. The other aspect of DOMA is that states are not forced to recognize other states' same-sex marriages. And in this case, the court did not rule on that provision. You know, that says that states can ignore same-sex marriages from other states. So presumably, states will continue to have that right.
It only ruled on the federal benefits aspect.
The federal benefits, exactly. Yeah. And also the idea that only states are allowed to define marriage.
Right. Well, so what happens now? Did the ruling say anything about what it thinks happens now?
Well, yeah, the justices did say today that, quote, only the Supreme Court can finally decide this unique case.
And what do these lawyers think about their chances at the Supreme Court? We know that the Supreme Court has been pretty evenly divided but leaning conservative for several years.
Well, recently I spoke to Mary Bonato. She's the attorney representing the 7 gay and lesbian Massachusetts couples. And this was when President Obama announced his support for gay marriage, so not so long ago. And she sounded confident that she could prevail in the Supreme Court and strike down DOMA. In part, she says, because the states have always had that power to define marriage. And she thought the Supreme Court would be unlikely to decide in this one case that states don't have that right.
But doesn't it still leave dangling the idea, okay, states may have the right to define marriage, but it still leaves that question, what happens if a married couple moves from one state to another state? Doesn't that still leave that kind of dangling there?
It does very much leave that question dangling.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fred Tyes with our home station WBUR on today's appeals court ruling here in Boston, saying that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. Fred, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.